Amen. Praise God. I tell you, God is good. And again, I welcome you all. And I see that so many people have joined me tonight. I see at least 26 people, and that number is growing. Hallelujah. God is an awesome, awesome God. Now, you know, I'm going to do something a little different tonight if I get this to work. There's a song that I heard. Actually, I just recently just downloaded it. And it's by Charles Jenkins and the Fellowship Chicago Choir. And he's singing, "Never Knew Love." Never knew love like this before. And I want you to listen closely. I know you probably have heard other songs that are similar to this, but we're talking about the love of Jesus Christ. And if I get this to play correctly, I want you to pay attention, praise God, to the words.
Come on, right here.
It was the blood.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We never knew love like this before. And I tell you, when you think about it, I mean, if you listen to the words of the song so clearly, it talks about, I made mistakes, but God restored me, and he brought us back into the fold. Hallelujah. And that's just so, so, so good, and I just praise God. More than a good-sounding song, but the words of it. We never knew love like this before. Praise God. And I want to talk to you tonight about the subject, God sustaining love, because we need his love. Hallelujah. How can we make it without the love of God? God sustaining love. See, God, he shows us and he clearly proves his love for us. Romans 5 and 6 says, listen, for when we were yet without strength, and in due time, the scripture says, Christ died for the ungodly. My God. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man, some wouldn't even dare to die. Hallelujah. But God. Hallelujah. But God. He commendeth his love toward us, in that while you and I, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We're talking about God's sustaining love, that unending love. Praise God. No, we never knew love like this before. Praise God. See, God the Father, he recognized the sad, hopeless, and powerless condition of all humanity. See, he knew that mankind was completely doomed, without hope. There was no hope. There was no way. But God figured out a way through Jesus Christ. And so, but thanks be to God, he was willing to pay the ultimate price to save mankind from eternal destruction. Praise God. And you know this scripture, John 3:16. For God, he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Aren't you glad that God gives us that sustaining love? His love is everlasting, never-ending love. Praise God. God was willing to sacrifice. He gave his only, the scripture says, begotten Son. And Jesus paid the ultimate price. The scripture tells us in 1 John, puts it like this. He says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. Think about that. That we should be called the sons of God. Not only did Jesus die for us, but the love was so great toward us that we now are able to be, we're part of the fold, the family of God. Hallelujah. We are now be able to call the sons of God. See, God, he deliberately, that means on purpose, he commended his love toward us. And as he says, what manner? This can't even comprehend what manner of love is this. Now, that previous scripture I read says, listen, not even for a righteous man will one die, let alone for wicked sinners. There was just no way that anybody would do that but God. Hallelujah. His sustaining love. Praise God. See, what an incredible quality of love the Father has given unto us. No, we've never known love like this before than the love of Jesus. Literally, no one is willing to sacrifice their life for a righteous man. Don't care how good the person is. Nobody's going to lay down their life. And not only that, he was ridiculed right to the cross, hanging on the cross with nails in his feet, nails in his hand, pierced in his side, crown of thorn, my God, with blood streaming down his face. But yet, what love, what manner of love that Jesus had toward us. My God, my God. No, we've never seen love like this. Never know, but God. Hallelujah. But God so loved us. See, God sustains us each and every day with his everlasting, unfailing love. See, God gives us new mercies every day. That's the love of God. We can't make it without his love. God loves right. His love is real. His love is pure toward us. My God, he doesn't change. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. My God, even if we sin, we make mistakes. But yet, he said, if we make a mistake, we have an advocate. Jesus, he is our advocate. He pleads our case before the Father. Hallelujah. And his blood is sustaining for us. God's love is long-suffering. That means extraordinarily patient. Think about it. How many times have we had to say, God, I'm sorry, I messed up again. And oh, Lord, I won't do it again. And then his love sustains us. And then we mess up again. My God, he gives us. That's why we have to have this his mercy, his new mercy every single day, brand new mercy, that mercy that keeps us, that mercy that shows us his favor toward us. Glory to God. God, my God. And see, David liked to say it like this. David's prayer, when he was praying to God, you know, David did a lot of things, but he was quick to repent. And he said to the Lord in prayer, he said, but thou, O Lord, you are a God that's full of compassion. Lord, you are a God that's full of grace, and you are long-suffering. And then you are plenteous in mercy and truth. That means we can trust. We can stand on the word of God. What is truth? It's his word. We can stand on the word of God because of his compassion. His grace is there for us. He's always patient with us. We thank him because he's a good God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about those that are mean business with God. My God, I'm not talking about people that just shed a few crocodile tears and they just go on, have no intention to do it right, not even trying to humble themselves under the mighty hand of God, not trying to do any of that. But I'm talking about those that mean business with God, those that have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, those that have their minds made up. For God I will live, and for God I will die. Say hallelujah to that. Glory to God. See, and then the Lord, he's not slack. The scripture says concerning his promise. That means he's not slack concerning his word or what he has said that he would do in his word. The Bible says he's not slack concerning promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us and not willing that any should perish. Isn't that awesome? That's how great his love is. We're talking about God sustaining love. He knows how to allow his love to reach out toward us. His love extends even at our weakest moment. God's love undergirds us, and it lifts us up. Praise God. But his love is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And every man that have this hope, the scripture says, this hope that's in him, and you're real for God, you mean business with God, the scripture says you purify yourself, even as God is pure, because God's love is pure. His love is real. The 2 Corinthians 5:14 says it like this, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. In other words, God's love, because Jesus loved us so much, Jesus loved us, his constraint. In other words, he controls and he urges and he compels us by his Holy Spirit that we are of the opinion that if one died for all, then all have died. In other words, if Christ died, he laid his life down for us, then we should die to self. We die a little bit every single day. It's, you know what? Self likes to be on top. Self likes to be first. Self likes to be glorified. Self likes to be pampered. But we have a high priest that is saying that his love, he died for us. So therefore, we have to crucify this flesh so that we can show the pure love of Christ like he is pure. Amen, amen, amen. The scripture puts it like this. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Oh, yes, he is. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Any man or woman that makes their mind up, says, Lord, Come into my heart. Live within, live in me. And when you have a made up mind, says, God, I will live for you. Praise God. Then the old former things. The Bible says, put off the old man. Put off the old way of doing things. Put off that way that leads to death and destruction. Don't lend your members to death and destruction, but lend your members to life. Walk in the Spirit, hallelujah, and you shall not, as the Scripture says, fulfill the lust of the flesh. But when you walk in the flesh, if you're subject to damnation, and then you're subject to sin, and sin leads to death. But my God, we're talking about if any man, any woman, any boy, any girl, anybody being in Christ, we are a new creature. So therefore, we got to walk in the newness of life. See, the love of Christ, it draws us closer to himself. It's the love of Christ that lives on the inside of us that gives us the will to do right. Guess even tonight, it's the love of God that encouraged you, that put in your heart, in your mind, and says, dial into the Dream Team prayer line. Dial into that, because there is a word. It's not my word. It's not about me, but it's all about Jesus Christ. There is a word for us. And see, the word of God is quick and is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Praise God. And we learn of him. He says, take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. Learn of me. Hallelujah. That's what we're doing here tonight and week after week. We are learning of Jesus Christ. It takes time to learn how to live holy. Oh, yes, it does. But with God's sustaining love, that means we're surrounded by God's agape love. Nobody can love like God. Hallelujah. We're saying that agape love, that untainted love, that pure love, hallelujah, that loves us no matter what, no matter what we do, how many times we fail, but we can always come with a repentant heart to God. God loves us. I'm talking about God's sustaining love. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. God's agape love. So therefore, since he's loved us so much, hallelujah, we don't have any excuse not to fall in love with Jesus. John 15 says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Oh, yeah, he calls us friends. Not servants, but he calls us friends. As long as we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we will continue to have fellowship one with the other. He calls us his friends. Amen. Just a moment. That's okay. I've got a little tickle in my throat. But that's okay. I'm going to get through this. See, the enemy don't want me to talk about the love of God, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Praise God. One last scripture I want to leave with you tonight, and that is in 1 Peter 1, 3 through 6. 1 Peter 1, 3 through 6, talking about the sustaining, the keeping love of God. It reads, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy, did y'all hear that? Abundant mercy, hath begotten us again unto a lively hope. We have a hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. Jesus made it possible. To an inheritance of incorruptible and undefiled, and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in the heavens for you. I'm going to read that again. Listen, because of Jesus Christ, because of his resurrection, to an inheritance incorruptible. This is what we have. This is what he's given us. This is what the sustaining love has given to us. And undefiled. And that it fades not away. You can't destroy that. You can't push it away. You can't sweep it away. It's undefiled. Hallelujah. We got this inheritance. Hallelujah. And it's reserved in the heaven for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Remember that scripture talks about, you know, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And where I am, you'll be there also. Hallelujah. He said, but if it wasn't so, I would have told you. He said, but he's preparing a way for you and I now. It's reserved in heaven. And the fifth verse says, who are kept? We are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. And then it keeps us ready to be revealed in the last time. Isn't that blessed? Isn't that awesome? My God, talking about God's love, his agape love for you and I. And not only that, for those who are yet to be born, his love, it don't fade away. Hallelujah. It is incorruptible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got this inheritance. So who wouldn't serve a God like this? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why that song meant so much to me when I heard that song. I never knew love like this before. No greater love hath no man than this, that a man will lay down his life for his friends. Praise God. I trust you've been blessed tonight. I know I have. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Never known love like this. Hallelujah. And yet we are partakers of his love each and every day. His love extends to our protection and our covering. Hallelujah. His love has made it so that we have a home to live in. We have a roof over our head. We have food to eat. God keeps our children. He keeps our family. He keeps us even in the midst of this world, this corruption. My God, even COVID-19 and all kinds of variances. Maybe you have had that. But my God, didn't his love bring you out? Didn't he sustain you? Hallelujah. Some of us haven't had it, but yet and still, we are kept by the love of Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. He is an awesome, awesome God. Now with all this, you know, wars going on, but the word tells us, he said, don't be shaken by this. He says, because these things must come to pass in order for the scriptures to be fulfilled. All you and I have to do is keep our mind stayed on Jesus, because then he will keep us in perfect peace. Glory to God, his unfailing love. Amen. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord. So that now we're going to have prayer. And I just want you to just pray right along with me. Hallelujah. Just looking up to God, lifting our voices together. We are more than two or three on this line. We are touching and agreeing. We are believing God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our Heavenly Father, we just praise you. We thank you. We glorify you. We worship you in spirit and in truth tonight. Father, we thank you. God, we never knew love like this before. You loved us with such a love, hallelujah, that we have such an incorruptible inheritance laid up for us in the heavens, hallelujah. Father Jesus, we thank you that you are seated on the right hand of the Father. Praise God, and that you make intercession for us, God. Oh, my God, we thank you because your love never fails. Your love is everlasting. We thank you because you so loved us, Father, that you gave your best. You gave Jesus. And Jesus, you gave your life. And Father, help us to live and be able to give your name the praise. We live holy, that you will be honored, that you would be glorified. Hallelujah. Help us not to do our works unto men, but help us to do whatever we do to your praise, to your glory, to your honor, that people will see, men will see our good works and glorify you, Father, in heaven. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. We bless you at all times, Father. And then your praise shall continually, it will be in our mouth, God. For God, we are reminded how good you are to us. We are reminded, God, God, that we were not able to make it without you. We're reminded, God, how much we need you tonight, God. We cannot make it in this life, in this world without you. And Father, I thank you, Lord, because your promises, God, hallelujah, are everlasting, hallelujah. You promise never to leave us, you never to forsake us. You promise to be with us always, oh God, even to the end of the world. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that your love that's commended, that's deliberate to us, hallelujah, is able to keep us, is able, God, to sustain us, God, is able, God, to strengthen us, upgird us, God, Lord. Hallelujah. Strengthen when we are weak, hallelujah. Courage sometimes when we feel discouraged, hallelujah. Peace, God, we thank you for your peace that you give us, Lord, not like the world gives us, but your peace that you have given to each and every one that's under the sound of my voice. Father God, that peace that gives us sustaining, sustaining strength, hallelujah, hallelujah, that peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord. And then we thank you, Lord. God, after you give us that peace, then you come back, God, and fill us with your joy. Hallelujah. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Glory to God. We can glory in your love. Hallelujah. For God, your love is everlasting to everlasting. Your love is large enough to keep each and every one of us. Your love is large enough. Hallelujah. God, to provide, that you will provide for us, Lord, for you guys are able to supply all of our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We bless you tonight. We lift your name. We thank you for your love. Hallelujah. Your love, God, is our keeper. Your love is our strength. Your love is our joy. Your love is our kindness. Your love, God, we're able to love one another by your love, God. And God, we just pray tonight, just help us, Lord, to love you, God, that walk in obedience to your word, God, that we will walk upright, hallelujah, in your sight, Father, that we will walk in the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. That fear would reverence you, Lord. That we will be mindful, God, of how that we treat one another. That we will be mindful, Lord, that we will walk in perfect peace. Hallelujah. That you will strengthen us tonight. Hallelujah. Everywhere that we need strength, Father. Those that are sick, those, God, that are ailing tonight, those that are looking, Lord, for help tonight, we're calling on your name. We know you're able to do exceeding and abundantly above all we can ask or even think. Healing, God, is the children's bread. Lord God, oh God, we thank you. We thank you for the healing. We thank you how you touch sick bodies. We thank you, God, how you strengthen us, Lord, on every hand. Hallelujah. Let the sick say that I'm well. Hallelujah. Let them say that by your stripes, Jesus, we are healed. Glory to God. We bless you, Lord. We bless you for everybody on this line tonight, that you would strengthen them. Hallelujah. Oh, God, endure them, endow them with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Bless their homes, Father. Bless all that they've set their hands to do. Help us, Lord, to
to worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth. Oh, my God, those that are weak tonight, let them say I'm strong. Those, God, that have fallen along the wayside, oh, God, lift them up. Lift us up, Father, where we belong, Father, that you will get glory out of our lives, God, that you will save somebody, Lord. Those, anybody on this line that's not saved, that you, God, will help them, God, that you would just allow the Holy Spirit to draw them closer to you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we believe you. We're standing on your promises, God. We just read in your word that your promises fail not. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. Oh, my God, help us to commit our way unto you. Oh, God, and trust in you with our whole heart, that we will serve you wholeheartedly tonight, Father. Oh, my God, Lord, we just pray tonight for those that have needs in their life. You know each and every one. You know what they have need of, Father. My God, some might have got a bad doctor's report. Oh, my God, you're able to fix it. Hallelujah. You're able to sustain us. Hallelujah. Your grace is sufficient for us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And, Father, we know we pray, God, we pray for our leaders, our world leaders, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Because, God, we don't have to worry. We know that the heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord. In other words, God, we know that you are yet in control. Hallelujah. What is man? God, that you're even mindful of us. Father, I thank you for your grace and your mercy. Well, God, we pray tonight for the Ukrainians, Lord, that, oh, God, for the children and for the civilians, Father, cover them with the blood, Father. Oh, God, these are your people. Make ways for them, Father. Father, we bind the enemy. We bind the works of the devil. Father God, I just know, Lord, that you are a keeper. You are a keeper. You are a sustainer. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for them, God. We pray that, God, that you would just, oh, my God, cover them. Have your way, Father. Lead and guide our leaders. Lead and guide President Biden. Give him godly advice. Give him direction and wisdom what to do, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, because, God, we know that you are able. You are willing. You are, your love keeps us. Each and every day, God, we depend on you. We're standing on your promises tonight, and we love you, Father. We love you, God, because you yet love us. And, Father God, whatever there is a need, all the needs that are on this line is represented tonight. Encourage someone. Meet those needs, Father, in the name of Jesus. Some people may say they've been praying a long time and they haven't seen the answer yet. Help them to hold on. Hold on because help is on the way. And we believe you. We trust you, Lord. We can just rely on you. We rest in you. Father, even those tonight, as they lie down in their bed tonight, give them sweet sleep. Thank God that they will rest in you, Lord. We know that the angels of the Lord that will encamp around about us, that will keep our hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. You have commanded the angels to be charged over us. So we bless you, Lord. God, we just love you, God. Oh, my God. We thank you, God, for being good to us. Your goodness is everlasting. Your goodness and your mercy will follow us all the days of our life. And God, we thank you that we're able, that we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father, we ask these blessings in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Praise God, everyone. Praise God on this line. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Go ahead and give God the praises. I feel the blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As the praises go up, the blessings will come down. We bless you tonight. Oh, yeah. We bless you, God. I bless you for every person that's dialing on this line. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We bless you, Lord. We glory in you, Father. We bless you, Lord. Thank you for your sustaining love. We never knew love like this before. And so, therefore, God, we give your name praise and glory and honor. It belongs to you. Hallelujah. We will forever give your name the praise, glory to God. Hallelujah. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy to be praised. Amen. So I just praise God for every one of you tonight. Oh, my God. I don't know about you. Yes, I might have struggled with a little bit with the throat and all that, but that's all right. I'm okay. Yeah. We just pray the prayer of faith and hallelujah. Sometimes the allergies will act up, but that's okay. We're trusting in God. We believe in him. And I tell you what, I thank you, everyone that's dialed in here tonight. I thank you for your prayers. Pastor thanks you for your prayers. We need your prayers as well. We're in this together. Hallelujah. Nobody has it made, but we're leaning and depending on Christ. Amen. Glory to God. So just want you to know that we love you and God loves you. Pastor loves you. And we look forward that we can see you in church on Sunday. And we just praise God. And so I'm going to say goodnight. But before I do, as you can hang up whenever you want to, but I'm going to end with that song again. Hallelujah. God bless you. Love you. Hallelujah.
Love you. Love y'all.
Come on, right here.
It was a blood.
Shed on Calvary, come on.
Shed on Calvary.
No greater love.
No greater love.
Can never be shown to me.
Can never be shown to me.
I smile while I praise.
Like this before.
Good night, everybody. God bless you.
Night.
Good night. Good night.